So I decided I'm just going to say over, go over some, a few very beautiful Musar Deheres on Rus. I don't know if they're all qualified for Shmuzim. Some of them are not, like Beferish, but they're very nice. I think they're very nice. I think that it's really nice. So we have like this. Let's start with the easy. Start with short and sweet. It says on the top of the page. This is from taken from the Chumash Torah Shleim. Okay. But it's a Medrash Rus Zuta. Rus Zuta is the name of a Medrash. By Yovolah, it says that Boaz married Rus, and he had beer with her. Amru, so Chazal say, I do not know what the Makor is. Also, Elida Shibola Mei. That night, he died. Okay, what is our, I don't say a shmooze, but what's our Musa shmooze? I'm not saying a shmooze for a, what's the shmooze? That could be. It says yes. Okay. What's
the last? The last. You can do mitzvahs to the last second. One of your biggest mitzvahs can be the last second of your life.
Yes,
you
sir.
Take advantage of every second.
Which means what? Well, I think I say that better. I want to hear better.
How is it?
That every second is precious. Every second could have you.
Okay. You guys still got to hear it better.
Even at the last second, you're so weak, you're still going.
He wasn't weak. He wasn't weak. He got it down a heart attack. You just have to look at the tzir. Look what happened here. Boaz had Pashas had no intention of marrying Ruth. Ruth comes over, comes in the middle of the night to where Boaz is sleeping, and she surprises him with this suggestion that he should marry her. Okay. What's Boaz say? Did he say yes?
No.
No. He says, wait, and there's someone else that comes before me. So I'll go, we'll find out, I have to ask him. Okay. He goes the next day and he asks the other person. The other person says no. Okay. How long does it take between when the other person says no and then Boaz marries Ruth? What? How long? What?
7 hours.
Same day. It doesn't say it. The same day. Can you imagine that? You know, get your engagement, the vart, the ofruf, the tzuna, the lechayim, and the wedding on the same day.
Funeral,
right? Yeah, was on the same day. You have to know a little bit of Navi. It's Beferish. She went on that day. She came to him at night, and she said, "I'll take care of it tomorrow. Either I'll ask so and so Ploni Almoni, either he'll marry you or I'll marry you." So he managed. It's like, you know, it's like a crazy Zrizus. Like he goes ahead and he gets, you know, within an hour after he decides, okay, we're getting married. doesn't say how long, but the same basic day. Any normal person, would have waited a little bit. Okay, Rus, okay, we're engaged. Okay, you got to have some time to get ready for the wedding. We got to print up invitations, get the band, you know. If he would have waited another day, that's it. Now, Pasha Chan, like I think you said, is that this is very, very likely Boaz's greatest mitzvah, because not that Boaz was a big tzaddik, but part of the, you know, we would have never heard of Boaz except for the fact that he was David's, you know, great-great-grandfather. And it's not, maybe it was one of the Nevi'im in Shoftim, but I don't know those Nevi'im, you know, Boaz, you know, basic claim to fame. And it's very likely his chus for Dairis is that he is the father of the whole chain, Malchus Beis David. Malchus Beis David, what?
He didn't know that.
So what? But he gets scarred for that. He brought it about. He brought about David, he brought about Shlomo, and he brought about all the Dairis and all the descendants. Hiddo is a descendant, and the Mashiach is a descendant. And a person gets scarred for all his reward, mitzvahs of all his descendants, and it's probably because of the Madrega that he was on, that his descendants were on such a high Madrega. So Boaz, definitely, Ruth too, gets a chus. And always descended. I would not be surprised to say. I mean, I don't know. I'm not a Kodesh Baruch. I don't know, but I would assume the Pashas is that this is the greatest mitzvah that Boaz did in his life, because all those descendants. Boaz had no children before this, right? And no children, Chazal said, no children. So Boaz had no children, and he had, now he has a child, which brings about, you know, all the dire diris of Gedolim and Tzadikim. So it's just such a, it's not a schmooze with this Akash and a Teretz, but it's a very inspiring. No, that if you don't take advantage, if you go ahead and say, take your time, okay, let's not rush into things. You know, rush, okay, you want to get married, but let's take it, you know, take our time. So make a rush, get married right away, same day. Well, take your time. That's it. If Boaz was with, what?
Maybe that was his top kid.
It was his top kid.
Good, so you die right then.
I understand, but
it's over.
He had a child.
But what?
He would have died later.
He would have died the next day.
If he would have waited, then he would have died after that.
I don't know. That's not. That's I'll be. You're learning. I'll be derech a kabbalah, but I'm learning. I'll be derech a pshat. I'll be derech a pshat. He died because he died. That's pasha. You're allowed to learn pasha pshat. He died because he died. It was his time to die. He died. It was a natural death. So it wasn't. So the parshah pshat is that in the pashas, I think it's a very inspiring thought that sometimes you take your time. You don't, you know, say, what's the rush? You can miss. You can miss the whole thing. You don't just
maybe
miss the train.
Maybe
we
knew
what?
We have a time in between for a reason. It's not because we're just lazy.
Okay, well, obviously no. It happens to be that between me and you, we have a time in between because we're lazy. But okay. But maybe there is a reason. Obviously, people today have time a little bit. I don't say they should get married. I'm not advocating that. I'm not advocating you should get married the same day you get engaged. I did not advocate that. I wasn't advocating. I was just showing, making a dimion. Obviously, we don't get married the same day. To say that everyone is so busy, I don't know. You know,
who says everyone but they, did that in times of Chazal?
What?
Maybe that was normal in times of Chazal.
That what? That people died?
Did a year-long engagement?
Okay, maybe. I don't think it was normal.
Well,
the Gemara says you're supposed to wait.
Okay.
It's not a schmooze. It's a tzir. If he would have waited a few more hours, if he would have waited another day, he would have said, listen, Russ, you know, I have to get my affairs in order. I got to go to the lawyer and draw up a pre-nuptial agreement, that was called, you know. I got to go. I don't know what he would have done. I want to go ahead and get buy a wedding suit. I don't know. If he would have gone ahead and delayed it, he would have missed it. It's just such a, it's an inspiring thought. We're in a Musarvad. Musarvad is supposed to be getting his virus. It's his iris. I'm not, there's no schmooze. It's not a schmooze.
Because
he would have died.
Maybe he would have died the next day.
Because Pasha Pshat, I'm saying you're allowed to learn Pshat. I'll be Pasha. Why did he die then? Because he's supposed to die then. That's Pasha Pshat. Yes.
Yeah.
Me.
I don't know any Mefarshim.
There is no Mefarshim.
Even without Kabbalah, Hashem wanted him to marry Ruth. So
okay.
If he had to wait for a day, what are the chances Hashem was going to kill
okay,
him?
But that's it. But according to the law, I don't know. But according to the law, Hashem shot. He died because he died. Okay, I'm going to go by there. What? Obviously, if you're not supposed to rush, you're not supposed to rush. I don't know, I can't answer that. Okay, let me go by there. Let me go. I'm going by there. Next one. This next schmooze is not my schmooze, except that I couldn't find the safer. And I don't remember the name of the sefer. There was a Rosh Hashiva, the Mashkiach of Yeshiva called Heichal HaTalmud. He wrote, I forgot the name of the sefer. Bekir had the sefer on his test about him 2 weeks ago. Because I showed him the sefer. There was a Heichal HaTalmud, was the first yeshiva out of Yerushalayim. It was made by the Talmidei HaAlter. And the Mashkiach was in Talmud of the Altar, and he wrote a very beautiful Musa Sefer, but I forgot the name. So
Halichas Chaim?
That sounds good. What's it called?
Halichas Chaim.
How'd you know that? Okay. So Halichas Chaim. Thank you. Now we'll be Yitzhi, the mitzvah, Amir Darashem Amro. Okay. So, we got an extra mitzvah. So it says as follows. The Pasuk says, Atomer Rus HaMoavia. This is Rus talking to Naomi. After she came home, and after Boaz was so nice to her, so Rus asked Boaz, you know, Naomi asked Rus, this was in the beginning, we're going out of order. Rus asked Naomi, who let you collect the wheat in the field? So she said that there was this person, Boaz, who was so nice to me, Gam ki amar elai im ha-na'arim asher li tibkin. That's the pasuk. He told me that I can stay with his na'arim. Says the Gemara, I'm Rav Chanan and Bar Levi. This is a medrash, in a regular medrash. Bevadai Moavia hi. It calls it roots on Moavia, because she's a Moavia. Her roots are in Moav. Why? Who are Marcus? If you look carefully in the pasuk, Boaz didn't say. She misquoted Boaz. Boaz read kol dibikun in Naraisa. You should stay with the women. You know, there were the men harvesters and the women harvesters. And Boaz told her, you can stay with my women harvesters. And he, Amra, and when she quoted over what Boaz said, she said, he said, Iman Arim. He said we'd stay with the men harvesters. Tibik Beniros, Boaz. I don't know what that's doing there. I don't know. Okay, so in other words, so what happened here is that Rus misquoted Boaz. Boaz said that, you know, you're welcome to come again and stay with the female harvesters. And she said over, Boaz told me to come again and stay with the male harvesters. So the reason for that, that is because she was a Moavia. So the pasuk is highlighting that she was a Moavia. Okay. What's the shmooze? So the shmooze is there's a Rashi. You have to know the Rashi. Rashi says, I should have put on the sheet, but I forget, that why did Boaz ask? It says in the pasuk that Boaz, when Boaz came and he saw Ruth, he asks, who is that woman? So Rashi says, why did Boaz ask? Because he saw that she had amazing sneas. Because the way she would bend down was much, with a super sneas, much more than anyone else. So Ruth is the world's greatest Sanua woman in the world, to the point that it attracted Boaz's attention that she was so super Sanua. Where'd she get the sneers from? She learned it from Naomi. Yeah, so what's the shmooze?
Yeah, she can get rid of it.
So if she's such a Sanua, so what means she's in that she's saying them and the Arim? Tarot says that if you grow up in America, and you watch television, and you got this hashbah, you can become the world's greatest tzaddik, but it's still, sometimes, it sneaks out. It's in your personality, whether you like it or not. So Ruth did a makeover. She was born in Moavia. She had an operation. She went to Naomi. Naomi taught her. She was born in a prusistic society because Moaviyim were very prusistic. She went ahead and had the greatest teacher in the world, Naomi, Tzedekes. She converted. She became the world's biggest Sanua. But deep down, so like a, what do you call it? What's it called? A Freudian slip? So deep down on some level, she still has the pretense of a Moavia in her. So without realizing it, she didn't do it on purpose. Her Yetzirah of Moavia slips in. I call this a Freudian slip. Freudian slip that she's still a Moavia and she likes hanging out with the boys. So she said, he told me to hang out with the boys, not with the girls. She didn't realize that she was saying it wrong. She wasn't lying. Right? That's what you call a Freudian slip.
Did she actually go?
No, of course not. Of course not. This was a Freudian slip in speech. It's a Freudian slip in speech because on some level, she has this dream that she wants to hang out with the boys. Bye, she's Sanua. But she's Fart the Moavia. So it's you can't. It's not tshuva. It's your personality. Maybe you could. But I don't know if there's a taina. It doesn't have a taina. It's just that it's a schmooze, and that's what he writes, that you have to realize that the way you brought up has a hashpah on you. It's the same schmooze that Rav Scheinberg used to say many people, and that's a famous line. The Shabbat used to say that when I heard from a Shabbat myself, he was around 80, 90 years old when I heard him say this, when I still hear the Yankees won the pennant, I still feel something. from the, you know, I'm sure he did not follow sports. But from when he was a kid, he was a sports fan. So he's still, the Yankees won. Ah, you know, it's still in him. Still in him, the Yankees. That's what he said. He said that. What?
So is Rebbe learning that it was, she really just made a mistake? It's not because she lied. It was just she made a mistake.
Yeah, she was a Freudian slip. Freudian slip means it was a slip of the tongue. But it was a slip of the tongue because it wasn't because, Tom, you would never make such a slip of the tongue, but it's because she was a Moaviah, there was a slip of the tongue, which means that the Moaviah part of her had a deep down desire. So you speak what you're thinking, you speak what you want, you speak what's on your desires, right? So she had a desire on some level. She had a desire. Wouldn't it be nice, boy? Oh boy, it would be nice to hang out with all those nice, all those nice boys over there.
Did you say that during her upbringing, she didn't realize this was a lack in sense?
I don't. It's hard to say, because to say that Rashi says that Boaz was shocked by the amount of sneers that she had, to say that she didn't know that hanging out with boys is sneers, it's hard to say.
How long was she with the sneers?
It's not. It's just how she speaks.
Well, they're not how she speaks. If she's speaking, why would she say this?
She didn't say with the boys. It was that I want to be with. She said.
She said, "I want to be imna narim." She said, "The narim means a male."
No, it just meant the men in the field, because the farmers are men.
And
so
but
you could be with the people collecting grain.
But what he really said is to be with the women, and she quoted him as saying to be with the men.
So
most people collecting grain are men.
Okay, but that was the Medrash is saying that this stemmed from the fact that she was a Moavia, meaning the Medrash is saying that had she been a Yisraeli, she would have never said such a thing. So it's a pleiadic thing that here on one end Rashi says that she was more sanua than any of the Jewish women. And that to the point that it attracted Boaz's attention, that he wanted to know, who is this lady? That she's acting, she's walking, she's acting in a more sanua manner than anyone else. So that she was such an amazing Talmida of Naomi, that she was more sanua than anyone else in the whole country. And yet, in her speech, it came out the other way. It came out because she spoke as a Moavia.
What's the practical application?
The practical application is to run away from America. The sooner you get out of this crazy country, the better.
It's a very depressing thought.
Is Rebbe saying the preachers you experience
the rest of my life?
Okay.
What the Rebbe saying, the preachers you experience will never be able to get out of you?
It's good to know the truth.
But Rebbe saying the preacher's experience you'll never get.
No, you should know the truth, so you should be wary and careful.
There's nothing I can do to change that.
No, that you have to know that you have to watch out from to what to watch out for, because you have this. First of all, it means so at least as much as you can stop from now on, right? So stop watching television, stop reading the whatever you're reading, and etc. And two, it means that you should be weary. Don't trust yourself so much, because since you did grow up in this society, so be realized that you are out being nichshol, that you have a tendency on some deep level, whether you didn't, you know, whether even though it's important for Rus to realize that even though I'm a Talmida Muvhekes of Naomi, and I'm such an amazing tzaddikus, whatever, but I still got that Yetzirah in me. I still got it, and therefore I gotta be. When a person knows he has a Yetzirah, you stand guard.
How long was she by Naomi?
I don't know, but Naomi apparently succeeded in training her, convincing her, learning her.
How long was she there for?
I don't know. She was there for many years, because she was there all the years in Moab, that she was married to Machlon Vekilian, and she was with Nami, and then she was Megayer, and she came with Nami back to Eretz Yisrael. We don't know how long, but the apparently that Nami was successfully Mashpianer, that she was this tremendous Sitzkus, that she was Megayer, the fact that she, when she went to harvest the things, Rashi said that she bent down in a manner that was so super sinua, that instead of bending, she just fell down. So she didn't want to bend, that's what Rashi says. That's what Boaz noticed, that all the other women would bend down to pick up, and she would just plop down, because she didn't want to bend, because it's not sneistic. So she was a super sanua, but in the same point of being a super sanua, she has a Freudian slip. Freudian slip usually mean, and this already is that you have some desire in for something, and which in regular Yisrael would not have had. Anyway, this was this person Shmuz. Again, what's his name again? Halichas, who? Chaim? So he says, it's not my schmooze. That a person, and I assume that that America rivals Moab today, I assume.
We're all in American society, so it's like we're all messed up.
Congratulations, I'm glad you know that. You are all messed up, and so am I. It's important sometimes to know that we're messed up, because one is to try and minimize, at least minimize as much as we can, and two, to be wary, to realize not to be so confident, to
it's
be
impossible
wary.
To get out of
confidence
it's
impossible.
Very often we go ahead and we learn yeshivas and we think we're big tzaddikim, and then we don't think I'll never be nichshu in any averis, etc., etc. So realizing that the hashba of America is still in us. It's very hard, just because even if you became a tzaddik, Ruth became a tzaddikus. Ruth was a much bigger tzaddikus than you are, and she's probably. But the hashba did not just disappear. So even if you become stay in yeshiva for 20 years and you become a Rosh Yeshiva, etc., you still got to be wary, and that's his point.
Rabbi, just to go back to the point that Rabbi mentioned earlier about Rashi, that she was so tenua that Boaz noticed her.
Yeah.
Isn't too tenua a problem?
Okay, but she didn't want to bend down. She didn't want to bend, I don't know, the kasha, but that's what Rashi says, that Boaz noticed that she was so extra tenua. I can't answer.
Why
she was called the Mavi because of her speech. Okay, let's go further. I'm saying my inspirational.
Why is Tutsunua a problem?
Why is
Tutsunua
a problem? I'm saying my shmooze. I didn't say it's a problem. He said it's a problem. Ask him. Weiter. What time is it? Okay, I got to go. Now. We have a very, very beautiful Bir Agra. I think I said a shmooze on this Bir Agra last year. So if you were here, I think so. But it may be not. The Bir Agra is a beautiful, beautiful Bir Agra. The Bir Agra says, it says in the Pasuk that Naomi was trying to dissuade Ruth from being Mizgayer. Because that's halacha. When you agree to be Mizgayer, you're supposed to dissuade the person. So it says, "Va'atera kimis ameses hila lachas ito." So Naomi saw that Ruth was putting up. Ameses means she was fighting. So that she was fighting, she was pushing, she was fighting to go with her. So she stopped speaking to her. So the parshat shot is that when she saw that here she's trying to convince Ruth not to come, and Ruth is fighting. No, I'm gonna come. So okay. So then, okay, I see you really want it. So she stopped. So the Gra learns Pumfaket. The Gra learns like this. Okay, Yetzara pushes to do mitzvahs. Okay. Doesn't push for mitzvahs. Okay. The Yetzer sees that he can't get you to do an Avera, so he tricks you to do him, he can convince you to do something which disguises it as a mitzvah, but it's really an Avera. Oh, so now I have a problem. If the Yetzer is convincing me to do a mitzvah, so how do I know if my desire to do the mitzvah is right. Yetzirah Tzara to go to the. I'm just making an example. Please don't shoot me. To the Aklasa Sefer Tzara, right? So is that my Yetzirah or my Yetzirah Tzara? So how do I know? So Haraisa Livchon. If you want to know whether it's coming from Yetzirah Yetzirah Tzara, so Eitz Bar Yadav Mitzvah. This is where I'm on the first big line. Imu Yetzirah Lo. How do you test Livchon? When you come to do the mitzvah, if you run to do the mitzvah, right? If you're so excited, I shouldn't have given that example. So let's take a different example. Okay. But if you're doing it with so much as lavas, so then it's a riot from the Yetzirah. Because how could it be that your soul is, your body's working? The Eitz Hara would stop you if it was a mitzvah. But if it must be Eitz Hara, but if I care to see that you're going slow, right? Where is that? I lost the place. So then it's a raya, that's a mitzvah, because why are you going slow? So that's why we're skipping to the third line to the bottom. Built the imam, it's a guf. In other words, Nami saw that Rus was having trouble walking. She was dragging her feet. Right, that's what he said. Why did Rus? How did Nami know that Rus is a shame shemayim? Really wants this. It's a shame shemayim. She said, if Rus would have said, "Yes, I want it. I want it. I want to be megayer. I'm running to be megayer." Ooh, something's fishy here. But if Nami's walking to Eretz Yisrael, and Rus says, Nami, slow down. I can't keep up with you. My feet aren't, it's so hard to walk. To walk to Eretz Yisrael, it's so hard. I can barely keep up. I have to sit down and rest. I can't go. Oh, you're the shame shemayim. Isn't that beautiful?
It's not possible you can have
a right? In other words, what's our schmooze? What's our schmooze? What? Who are we talking about, right? We're talking about Nami. Rus is the most motivated, biggest tzaddikus in the world. She has this golden opportunity, Megayer. Says the Gra that she was dragging her feet. She could barely do it. It was against her. She was against her grain. It was hard for her. And if it would be easy, it's a bad sign. And it's such a beautiful thing, because sometimes we find ourselves, it's so hard to learn. I'm not in the mood of learning. Oh, so what does that mean? Oh, obviously you're not a masmid. Obviously you don't care about learning. If you'd be a tzaddik, you'd walk into Seder with his lavas and with jumping, and I'm going to jump out of bed, right? It's a mitzvah, yes. So here he's saying just the opposite, that if Ruth would have been jumping out of bed and running with Nami, then Nami would have said, there's something fishy about this girl. She has to have an ulterior motive. I'm not going to let her be Megayer. She's doing it she probably wants the cheesecake, you know? She's doing it for the wrong reason. But it's because Ruth couldn't keep up. She was falling behind. Nami, who's an old lady, was walking faster, and Ruth couldn't keep up, and she couldn't keep going. Oh, that's a tzaddikus. That's a shame shemayim. What?
If someone was like running to play basketball, they shouldn't play basketball.
Didn't say, I know basketball's not the biggest mitzvah ever. No, but when you're talking about by doing basketball, you're running because there's enjoyment. So but when it's a certain mitzvah, he's saying, when the fact that a person, the point is the other way for us. That when you wake up in the morning and you have hard, and it's time for chakras. And it's hard for me to get out of bed, and I'm dragging my feet, and it's so hard to get out of bed. Oy, I can't get out of bed. I just gotta go back into bed. It's so hard. My body doesn't work. My feet don't move. So you think to yourself, What kind of bum am I? Right? There's a minyan, there's a mitzvah. The mitzvah davening with a tzibur, kaddish, kedusha. Why? And my feet don't move. So he says, that's right. If you're going to do a mitzvah, then your feet don't move.
So any mitzvah you're excited for is a bad thing?
I don't know. Maybe if I...
If I wake up... Is there...
And probably it's trying to guide you because he knows that you're so grim that you wouldn't go. He played that trick on you. But in a sense, yeah. In other words, listen, maybe if you're not going to Shem Shemayim, you're right. So, you're okay, you should still go anyway. But there was a shida here, whether Rus is being megayer to Shem Shemayim or not to Shem Shemayim. Seems that Nami suspected that Rus was being megayer because she thought that she would get a good shidduch. She'll go to Eretz Yisrael with Nami, and somehow she's going to get a good shidduch and a good husband. And there was a chash. That's why it says in the psukim that Nami told her that I'm not going to have any more children. I can't give you another shidduch. Right? So there was this debate that Nami had in her mind. Why is Ruth wanting to megayer? Is she wanting to megayer because she's Shem Shemayim, and therefore I should accept her with open arms and welcome her to be megayer? Or is she megayer because there is a thing that sometimes people megayer for ulterior motives? Maybe Ruth also has an ulterior motive. What that would be the Yetzer. Yetzer Hara is that she wants to be Megayer. She's not really interested in being Jewish. She only knows that Jewish husbands are good, make good husbands. Jewish husbands are better husbands. They don't beat their wives. And she wants a Jewish husband. She's not interested in God. She's not interested in the religion. She just wants a nice Jewish husband. Because everyone knows that Jewish husbands are better husbands. They have more money, whatever it is. So that was Ruth with Nami was Mesupik. So she's trying, because of that, the way you're supposed to do, and that's halacha. When a person comes to Megayer, you try and discourage them because you're afraid that they're doing it for ulterior motives. So you try and discourage them. So Nami was trying all the time to discourage Ruth. She stopped trying to discourage her. Why did she stop trying to discourage her? Because this pasuk, Vatera Kimis Ametz, see, she saw that Rus was having it fighting. So the way the Gra is learning it, she saw that she was hard to walk. Oh, why in the world is it hard for her to walk? She's a young girl. Why is she hard to walk? Must be it's a Shem Shemayim. It must be the Yetzer is trying to sabotage it. The Yetzer is making it hard for her to walk.
Isn't the goal
I didn't say it could be. I didn't say it doesn't. I didn't say every single time.
Isn't the goal
I didn't say every single time. It's saying the other way that when Nami, it didn't say, it doesn't say here that if she was running, then Nami would have said, aha, for sure, it's a raya, you're the Shodah Shem Shemayim. It doesn't say really that. It just says that the fact that it was hard for her to go was a raya that she's a Shem Shemayim. So I'm saying that means when you wake up in the morning and it's hard for you to get out of bed, you should feel good. Ah! The Yetzirah
is also
no. It means the Yetzirah is trying to get me.
It wasn't a little too easy for Boaz. Wasn't a little too easy for Boaz.
What?
Was it L'shem Shemayim for Boaz to quickly marry easily?
It doesn't say. Well, no, I don't hear the question. You can go quick. You can go quick, even though it's hard. I didn't say every time. I didn't say word every time. I say that when it's something, he says, I think the hair the other way, that we get down on ourselves when we see that sometimes we're not jumping, we're having a hard time. We think there's something wrong with us. You know, I was reading this guy. I told the guys in my share. I went to Baltimore and I met this person. This Shraga was in Newburg. He gave me his sefer on marriage. So one of the things he writes there is that women, they see the husband's not learning sometimes. What's going on? What's wrong with you? Why don't you go learn? You know. She says, I love learning. How come you don't want to go learn? So the women don't understand that, yeah, you love learning because you don't have a chiyuv. So, you know, when you don't have a chiyuv, there's no yaitzahara. And a man has a yaitzahara. So, we don't understand, just like he said, the women can't understand. Why isn't her husband running to the Beis Medrash? What's wrong with you? So, we have the same caution ourselves. Sometimes we're not running to the Beis Medrash. Now we don't. We almost would. I'm almost. You know. I'm dragging my feet. So we think there's something wrong with us. I married a lemon. You know, this guy. I thought I was getting the best guy in Lakewood, and he doesn't want to get up for. He doesn't want to get up for Minyan. You know what's wrong with this guy? You know. So the answer is, he says, because there's such a thing called the Yitzhar. You got to realize. So Rus, who's the world's greatest tzaddikas. The raya that she was a tzaddikas, that she's a shem shamayim, is that it's hard for her, and that she's actually walking slow. And when instead of Nami saying, you want to be megayer, look how slow you're going. You don't want to be megayer, you're not sincere. You're a young girl, and you're schlepping your feet, and you're walking so slow, and I'm walking faster than you. Obviously, you're not sincere. No, she said, "Poof, I care." The fact that you're walking so slow is a raya that you're not sincere. What?
There are people who are walk slow because they're not sincere.
Those that go faster. Okay.
So how are you mechalik between a guy who's b'shem shemayim and a guy who's not?
Okay,
I don't
know.
Gosh,
you got a good guy.
That's what it says.
Rabbi, doesn't the fact that it's hard just mean that it's a mitzvah? Meaning learning is hard because it's a mitzvah.
Right.
Not that what I'm doing, I have the right kavanas. Is that this thing is better mitzvah and therefore it's hard?
Therefore, it's a hara puts up a fight. So therefore, it's hard for me to get out of bed.
That just shows how important it is.
Okay, so the fact that I can't truly do it, that's what the Gross says. That the fact that Ruth had trouble doing it. Okay, I gotta go. I'm running out of my. I'm overtime. That's smooth. Last thing. This is Rosh Hashiva smooth. This is a very nice thing. It says. Now you have to figure out this. It's like funny thing. It's two goes together. That Ruth asked Boaz, I'm sorry, I didn't answer your question. We don't get apologies. But that, I don't know the answers. I don't know. So Ruth asked Boaz, why are you so nice to me? So she said, Boaz says, who got me? Like that's the pasuk. So the Targum, there's a Targum. The Targum is from the time of the Gemara. Says as follows. But also Boaz, and Boaz answered, Who got means I saw it in Nevuah. Al memre hachimoy. What did that mean? I don't even know. Al memre hachimoy. Okay, that means okay, that's something else. That when Hashem was gozer on the Moab, there wasn't gozer on the women. Okay. The Itmer alai b'nevuah. I'm skipping down to the next part. And I was told in Nevuah that there was two things. First, I was told that the Gzera was not on the women. And the Itmer alai b'nevuah. I was told in Nevuah. That's also Huga and Hagali. I had a Nevuah. The Mefik Menei, the Asida Menei, that in the future is going to come out of you. Malochim and Nevi'im. An amazing thing. Your descendants are going to be kings and Nevi'im. How did I know that? Begin because Sivusa, because of the good thing that you did to your mother-in-law, the parnosach that you supported her, Yosa, her, that after your husband died, did the shavkech, and you also left the haltech, your God, the amich, and your nation, ubeis avich v'imech, v'arech yaldusech, and the place of your childhood, v'azas ha'amod ha'olim ishtamalech, mi'itmol, and you went to a nation you never heard of. So, Boaz told Ruth that I had a nevuah that you're going to get such an amazing reward to have children who are Nevi'im and Malachim, because you did two amazing mitzvahs. One mitzvah is that you supported your mother-in-law after your husband died. And two, that you went ahead, and here you as a daughter of the king of Moab, and you left everything behind, and you came to Eretz Yisrael in poverty to be Megayer. You left all your friends, your family, your parents, your culture, right? It was Mamash Lech Lecha. You know, and which means that in those days, Lech Lecha was a very, very hard Nisayan. People did not move countries so quickly. Okay. So the Shiva, this is Rashiva Shmuz. Rashiva has a kasha that he can tell you, you did two things. How can you compare these two things? That you were not, you had a mother-in-law who you loved because she was very nice to you, and she's a nice old lady, and her son died, who was your husband, so you take care of her. So that's a normal thing. Many people today, you think Shiva Tai would have done the same thing. You know, it's a mensch. You got a mother-in-law. She's, you know, you're close. You have a loving relationship. Her son dies. That's your husband. So you take it. You help her out. To go ahead and to be megayer and in such a gayrus that you're the princess and you give up your riches and your tradition and you give up your family and you go to a whole different culture and you go into poverty, that's the serious nefesh. So how could, why is he saying, oh, you have two mitzvahs? I mean, Mistama Rus did a lot of mitzvahs. So Adamai, he's picking, right, in other words, Mistama Rus did a lot of mitzvahs. So he says he's picking the two biggest mitzvahs. So one, the second one is a gigantic mitzvah, I understand. It's a tremendous mesiris nefesh. But the first one doesn't sound like any gigantic mitzvah. So why is Boaz highlighting the first mitzvah? It's no big deal. Why didn't he say that you daven Kriya Shema? You know, he could also say, you know, a lot of mitzvahs. So Rashiva said, he said, I can't say how it's Mukhruk exactly, because we're not saying Shmuzin, we're saying Shmusarvat. But he said, at least the way it's written in Chidush Aleh, someone told me that he remembered it differently. But okay, Rabbi Reuben said he remembered it differently. So I don't know. I think he said he remembered it differently. But the way I read written in the Chidush Aleh is that the reason why the second mitzvah was such a great mitzvah was because it was so difficult. Because it was so difficult to go ahead and to do, you know, to do this. So Ruth, when she did the first mitzvah, she made up her mind that she was going to do it, even if it's going to be difficult. So she was out of your side that you can take an easy, easy mitzvah and transform it into Mesiras Nefesh if you do it with a total commitment that I'm doing it no matter what. In other words, I have this chesed. I'm going to help Nami. I make up my... Now, it's really not so difficult. I'm here. She's here. I'm here. Okay, it's no big deal. But in theory, it might become difficult. Something might happen. So if you make up a commitment that, listen, I'm helping you till death do we part. Right? So you make a total commitment, then you transform an easy mitzvah to a hard mitzvah. So even though it doesn't say it was hard, but she was ready to do it even if it was hard, so she gets credit as if it was hard.
How do we know she was ready to do it even if it was hard?
I don't know. I told you. I can't promise you how it's mukhruch. See, okay, so you're asking why mukhruch. I don't know. That was what she was answering. Look at the Chidush Aleh. I don't know. But it's I'm not trying to give a shvuah. I'm trying to give a yisayt. The Yeshkava is a beautiful guys. Then you take a mitzvah, and you have, because Rashiva probably learned, because there's a parallelism. The second mitzvah was so hard, so you have the beginning scar for the first mitzvah also because it's hard. So it must be that it was hard. It wasn't hard. Terence says, since she was committed, so it's as if it was hard.
The second was also committed.
Yes, so that's why they were equal.
Well,
but
equal. It has hard and committed. Which is
okay, but that's, so once you're committed, it's the same thing. So the yisayit, as far as the Musarvat, is a very beautiful yisayit. The yisayit is that you can take a simple, simple mitzvah and two people can do, we'll say it the other way, two people can do the exact same mitzvah, right? There's a simple mitzvah. What's a simple mitzvah? Okay, tzitzis. I don't know. I don't know if that's such a good example, but fine. There's a mitzvah, two people have put on tzitzis. One person can get 100,000 times more schar than the other. Why? Because one guy, okay, but it's easy. You know, I have my tzitzis, I have my towers cut, and it's easy, I put on tzitzis. The other guy is also easy, but he loves the mitzvah of tzitzis, so he said, even if Louis Yitzhuri wasn't easy, let's say, even if Louis Yitzhuri would wake up in the morning and he would discover that his tzitzis was left in Orlando, he would step to Orlando to get his tzitzis, right? In other words, he's committed to the mitzvah even if it's not easy. So the ma'aseh is easy. So it's easy for both of them. But he would do it even if it's hard. So he gets the amazing schar as if it was hard. What?
Does this work even if you don't make that conscious commitment?
No, I think that you might have to make that kind. In other words,
I would keep Shabbos even if it was very hard. So, do I get schar for that?
I don't know, but I don't know. But I'm not sure if it really works unless you make that commitment. So I'm not sure if it's really. I mean, I don't think it's reality. It's true. In other words, what the Rashi said was that the Hesber is that there's a concept of the Fum Saira Agra. So the Fum Saira Agra is how much commitment you have to the mitzvah. So if I'm committed, I don't need the difficult Nisayan. It's that I'm ready. I'd be ready to do it, even if it's difficult. So the commitment that I'm ready to do it, even if it's difficult, makes the mitzvah into a difficult. So I'm coming to learn. Like, that would be a better example. Two guys wake up in the morning, and two guys go to learn. They both feel great. They both healthy. They both stay up all Shavuos night, right? Two guys stay up all Shavuos night, and they learn. Basma the rabba, and they eat the cheesecake in the morning, right? And it's great. But one guy, you know, he went with the attitude, listen, we'll see, you know, we'll see how it goes. If I'm not, you know, hopefully I won't be tired. I'll learn. It'll be great. Okay. I don't usually get so tired. I'll have a cup of coffee. I'll be good. The other one, you know, it might be difficult. It might be hard. I might be really, really tired. But I don't care. I got to stay up Shavuos night. I'm so motivated. And the Maize wasn't tired. And so the second guy, because he was ready to do it, even if he was falling off his feet, he gets scarred as if he was falling off his feet.
What if that actually happens and he doesn't do it? Let's say he's ready.
I don't know. That's a funny kasha. But I'm just saying over the chidusha. The chidusha I said that you can you can take a simple mitzvah and transform it to the greatest. This is what he's saying. As we think about it, that Ruth had, the Navi is pointing out that Ruth had two. She probably did hundreds and thousands of mitzvahs. But the Navi is saying there were two mitzvahs that you did that's greater than everything else. One of them was nothing so great. Tara says, because she did it with that commitment, so you have the ability to take a simple mitzvah and transform it to a great mitzvah.
What?
She didn't commit to
Avodah Zarah. Yeah, the thing, the other myth that she wasn't as committed. There was a certain tremendous love that she had for her mother-in-law and a desire to help her. So her commitment to this mitzvah was way beyond. So when her husband died, she had a strong commitment. I must save Naomi. So she had a very strong commitment. She was more, right, she was more committed to the other mitzvahs. And that's why it was such an amazing mitzvah. Okay. Yeah, Shikayach.
What could I possibly be doing by learning?
Just the same. What Avera could they possibly do by being Megayer?
No, there they could be, because that's a whole big thing. There's so many other.